This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. All right, here comes my last 50 minutes on the fan tonight. Obviously, we've been talking about losing right now. What I'm going to do is piggyback off of Marco's update and talk about some winning. And then we'll get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. I know you guys got to get it out, and we will. We'll talk through it, and I think we've said everything we could say. But there's going to be, you know, this Knicks therapy session on the fan for 48 hours, honestly. The next 2 days, really. Not 48 hours, but maybe some 40, something like that. So, you know, with the Yankee game, I thought these guys were going to be victim to the weather because they, you know, basically can't play when it rains. And I thought it was going to rain today. It didn't rain. Multiple people I saw giving up tickets. People offered me tickets. Shout out to my boy Dalton. He got to go to Legends for the first time tonight because people gave up the tickets thinking it was going to rain. Also, with DeGrom on the mound, maybe some Met fans went to see DeGrom. Maybe some Yankee fans were thinking DeGrom was going to shove. I'm not going to that one. But you know what? The Yankees end up taking the series, and they only have 5 hits. And I think I said earlier, DeGrom retired 15 in a row, and he's Jacob DeGrom still, right? He goes 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 Ks. And the earned runs come off of, early in the game, DJ LeMahieu, a ground out after, you know, Volpe triples. DJ LeMahieu grounds out to drive in Anthony Volpe, and that one run would hang there. It felt like the game was 1-0 for a while, and then in the 5th inning, Jake Whataburger homers, and then he homers again, and then Sam Haggerty homers, and it's like, okay, well, now we're down, and, you know, I don't know how this is going to go. But then the Yankees are able to tack on one run, one run, one run. Cody Bellinger is on one. 15-game hit streak. Hits another bomb off DeGrom. And the Yankees have life, and they rally, and, you know, they get guys on, and Judge comes in, and Judge is able to drive in a run to tie the game. And then in the 9th inning, embrace the motion. Embrace the motion. Jason Dominguez, got to let him rock. Got to let that young man play. Jason Dominguez with his first walk-off homer, a no-doubter. And the Yankees win 4-3, and people get to celebrate and sing Frank Sinatra and leave there. Another 40,000-plus. Tuesday was 40,000-plus. Wednesday, in a potential, you know, rain delay, 40,359. Now, today, the day game, that might possibly get rained out, but so what? We'll see what happens. They got all day to push it, you know. They've already taken the series. We'll see what happens. Pitching-wise, Ryan Yarbrough, solid. Another one of those Cashman finds. He started off as Michael Tonkin this year, a guy that I wanted nothing to do with, a guy that started being a long relief guy. Well, Michael Tonkin ended up getting chopped. He got cut. He got sent away. Ryan Yarbrough's a starter now. Goes 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 8 Ks. What? What about that Yankees pitching lab? What have they done with Will Warren and Ryan Yarbrough? And then Jonathan Loaisiga, not his best showing. I think Loaisiga hit a guy. But either way, I'm just trying to move this along quickly. Tim Hill, Ian Hamilton. And then late in that game, you try to get, you know, Eniel De Los Santos to, you know, finish this thing off. And you got to leave it to Weaver again. Luke Weaver, who only threw two pitches the night before, he's ready. Luke Weaver comes out and gets it done for the Yankees. So the Yankees win. The Yankees win. They are rolling in first place. They are rolling before they head out west. And you got to be happy if you're a Yankees fan with what you're seeing from this team. They're never out of any game, and they're finding ways to win and different ways to win. It's not just Judge. It's, you know, it could be anybody, and it's Judge. It's Belly, and the pitching has really turned a corner from being patchwork, something you're worried about, to, you know, now being more solid than you realize. And when you look at the standings, you realize the Yankees are up 5 games, and they're 5 games up over the Toronto Blue Jays because the Mets helped us out. Tonight, and they beat the Boston Red Sox. And the Mets had to get that game because they couldn't get swept, just for morale, just for a happy flight, just for a, yo, we gotta win. We can't let Yankee fans say that Yankee Stadium broke us. We can't let baseball fans say the Yankees broke Juan Soto. But not for nothing, Juan Soto goes 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts to start this game. There was a terrible video that I saw on Talking Baseball. Garrett Crochet throws 3 pitches in the zone. And it was like Juan Soto wasn't playing. It was like the controller died. He just like didn't take the bat off his shoulder. It was non-competitive. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with Juan Soto? And I'm not saying that as a troll. I'm saying that as somebody that watched this guy have the most competitive at-bats ever. He competes on every single pitch, or he used to. It was him versus the pitcher and the ball and the ump and the catcher. And I'm like, I just never seen him stare at pitches and not have a swagger about him. But whatever. They do change the lineup. And I know Evan talked about it. I talked about it. Everybody talked about it. You got to change the lineup. You got to change the lineup. I was not expecting them to put Marte at that 2 spot. They end up pinch hitting Nimmo for him later. That's another thing. They took Nimmo out. We were talking about Nimmo being the cleanup guy. I don't know about that. Alonso ends up going back to the cleanup spot. He has a knock. But I think the two guys that you're looking at tonight, well, really, like, it's the bottom of the order. Something went right with the bottom of the order. Luis Torrens. He's got to get the nod more days than Alvarez, at least while you're trying to figure it out. Luis Torrens, he came up big early in this game. And then you had 2 hits from Acuna, a hit from Tyrone Taylor. Tyrone Taylor's another one. He's been hitting in this last little bit of a rough stretch for the Mets. But Brett Beatty, steady Mendy, sticks with Brett Beatty. Lefty on lefty, bats him 9th against Garrett Crochet, who throws 100 miles an hour, and he goes out there, gives you 2 hits, drives in 3 runs, and he was fired up about it, man. Good for Brett Beatty. Stay down till you come up, kid. They were ready to write you off. You weren't beating the quadruple A allegations. They were trying to send you out of here, and now you're shining. Props to Tyler McGill. How about Waskar Brazoban? Solid. 2 1/3, 4 strikeouts. Reed Garrett, Edwin Diaz, done. All she wrote. The Mets win 5-1, and like I said earlier, they hadn't scored more than 5 runs in 10 days. It was May 11th since the Cubs series. So that was a bad little stretch, and you hope that it's behind them, and they come back home to their own beds and their significant others and their kids and some home cooking, and the Met fan is there to greet them against the Dodgers, and it's Memorial Day weekend, it's a holiday weekend, and they can get back rolling and hitting home runs and doing what they got to do to keep themselves in the hunt for first place and having one of the best records in baseball. 888-808-1019. You guys don't care to talk too much about that. You want to talk about the Knicks, but we'll do a little bit of both. We'll get to it. Some of the calls do say Knicks and enter New York baseball team. Out in Queens, let's go to Andrew next. Thanks for holding, Drew. You're on.
Hey, how you been? I spoke to you once before. You're a nice addition to the show. I always appreciate you.
Thank you.
You can't. I'm watching sports long time, a little older, but I got to say, this whole thing, when you're late in the game, I don't care what the sport is, you rest your starting players. I hear what I listened to you speak tonight regarding how they were distracted, and I agree with that. Point granted, but I also hear people on the fan speaking about you got to have your leg, you know, that you could play longer. You got your legs under you because you're conditioned. I give you that. To a point. And I still think they could win it all, even though tonight was, I mean, like you said, probably one of the one of the worst losses in franchise history. But at the same time, I'm having a hard time believing that all of these minutes and all of these games throughout the year, it doesn't affect, it has to affect the mental. Because I'm asking myself, towards the end, how much did all of this wear on them mentally, where you know you're going to be in there and it's on you? You know, they put themselves in a position where they don't have a lot of depth. You know, I mean, so you got to go with what you got, but just wanted to point that out. Thank you. Have a good night. Keep up the good work. Good night.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Yeah, and you know, I guarantee you this, every show you hear on WFAN, they're going to talk about the lack of depth. They're going to talk about the bench and playing guys on the bench and resting your play. Like, that's not the formula. That's not what Tom Thibodeau does. That's not his MO. He trusts his starters. Maybe next year, Leon Rose will get a couple other guys that he can trust. They got because the starters didn't do what they were supposed to do. They did not close the game out. They left the back door open. When the day is done and you go to sleep, you're supposed to close the back door and lock it and double check. Put the latch on. Make sure nobody's coming in that back door to steal game one from you. Out west, Mark in California. Mark, I know you were feeling some type of way tonight.
Listen, so I was at the game tonight.
Oh, so you're in New York. You're visiting for the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, hopefully... Hopefully you didn't pay too much for that one, because that's a tough one to pay all that money for that.
I'm right across from the garden. Me and my wife, we're going to game two on Friday as well. So I'm going to go to game two, and then I'm going to go to 5 and 7, if there is a 7. But, yeah, man, I mean, listen, I'm from Cali, bro. But listen, man, I was at all 5 World Series games last year. I went to 9 playoff games when the Rangers made the finals. I remember I was calling you up when the Rangers were in the finals. That's how long it's been. I was at both Super Bowls for the Giants. I went to the 328 Daniel Jones when they beat Minnesota, and then they got stomped by Philly. I was at that game, too. I travel, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not sitting courtside, but like what? The hotel's free because me and my wife have points. The airline was free because we have miles. So,
all right, quit flexing on us, man. The rest of us can barely take the train.
You know what I mean? I mean, listen, bro, you know what I mean? I'm blessed to have, you know, nice job. I've been with, I'm closing in on July. I'm 20 years with my job, dude. 20
That's
years.
Amazing. Congrats. It's a long time. This is actually the longest job I've ever held.
Yeah, man, this is the longest job I've ever held, too. But what bugs me, and speaking of Will Warren, bro, you nailed it on the head, bro, because listen, I'm not even talking Yanks, but his strike walkout rate is 10th in the American League. His strike FIP is 8th. His ERA is not very good, but all his metrics are pointing to, are we seeing something here, bro? Is this guy like, because he was giving up runs and he was walking too many guys, and you're like, what the heck, you saw with Clark Schmidt, now all of a sudden you got this guy, and everyone's talking about the Yankees pitcher being so bad, but yo, surprisingly, bro, it's not bad, right? It's really not bad. So, could you imagine if we went out and got Steens or when Cole comes back? I mean, it's because Freed's the number one. You know what I mean? So, and listen, if you got to give up Hill for Steens, make that trade right now. Let's make it right now, right?
Yeah, so, Mark, where are we going with this? Thanks for the call, bro. I thought you were going to talk about the Knicks. Now we're talking about trading Luis Hill for Paul Steens. What? And, I mean, Will Warren... I don't know if I even mentioned Will Warren. I think I did mention Will Warren when I was talking about Ryan Yarbrough and I was talking about the Yankees pitching lab. We've given a ton of credit to the Mets and their pitching lab. How about Matt Blake and what he's done with these guys? It was just early, you know? The Yankees knew what they were doing. That's why they DFA'd Carlos Carrasco. They're like, no, this kid's going to be fine, and we're going to move Ryan Yarbrough from the bullpen to being a starter, and we know exactly how long it's going to take Luis Hill from his setback to come back. We'll be good. We'll be good. Max Fried is Max Fried. Carlos Rodon gets paid a lot of money, too. Clark Schmidt, he's going to be fine. And Will Warren's going to take a step forward because he's got his sinker sweeper rolling like he's going to strike guys out. So, Moose is in Jamaica on the fan. Go for it, Moose.
Here, Keith, what it do?
You're, you know, holding it down.
I feel you. Quick point about the Yankees, and then I'll tell you one thing about the Knicks that's going to really set the stage. but so the Yankees. How about Cody Bellinger with a 15-game hitting streak, also recapturing some of his power from his MVP years? Does this mean they have to pitch the Judge? Hold on. But yeah, about the Knicks. I called my dad right when the Knicks went up 14 or something like that. He's like, I turned it off. He's, you know, a real Knicks fan from back in the day. And he was like, oh, I turned it off. They're going to win. They can't lose. I'm like, Dad, I don't know. It's the NBA, the three-point shot. And I didn't put no money on this series because, listen, I know the Pacers. They go hard, bro. Some of their backups that play in tight games are in there in blowouts. So they always play it hard, no matter what. So, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know. It's the quality over quantity thing where the 7 to 8 guys of the Knicks versus the 10 and 11 of the Pacers that aren't as good as the Knicks, 7 or 8. And it's like, I don't know if the Knicks are going to win in 4, 5, or 6 or the Pacers squeak out in 7. That's why I didn't put no money on it, Keith.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good series. Thanks for the call, Moose, because the first game was the best game of any of the playoff games we've seen so far in the NBA. Everybody's talking about it, and they're going to talk about it all day. It's going to be all over sports talk, radio and television and social media and podcasts. Now, back to what you said about Belly, and I'll tie that into what I said about the Yankees rotation. It was just early. It was April. Since May, if you look at the Yankees from Sacramento, from San Diego, so like they have put it together in this month of May. It's been a great run through May. And a guy like Cody Bellinger, I literally have a tweet. You'd got to probably scroll back 2 days to my tweets now. But I said, with Cody Bellinger, I'm giving him grace. I'm giving him some time. He is a pelotero. It's in his blood. And this is a guy that was balling in spring training. Then he had the back issue. He had the food poisoning. Like, that type of stuff can throw you off. But I said, let it warm up and let's judge him. And now, man, like, him with Judge, like, 15-game hitting streak, power surge. And I also wasn't going to quit on Belly or get too worried about Belly because he plays. He's our one guy that you can put in any position in the outfield and not worry about, and he can play first base. He's so valuable, and he's wanted to be a Yankee for years, and now he's starting to look the part. Like, he's looking like a Yankee with that swing and the way he's been playing. Great. Hopefully he stays healthy. Hopefully it continues. EJ is in Prospect, Connecticut on the fam. What you got for us, EJ?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, I was unfortunately not able to watch the Mets game tonight, but I saw they actually finally won a game. And I know you were talking about yesterday about moving around the lineup. What are your thoughts on them moving up Marte up to the second hole?
That was the surprise for me. I thought it might have been Vienta. The whole thing, so, you know what, I think how I really positioned it was, like, they've given Juan Soto so much, and maybe they want the thing that they could take from Juan Soto is that he gets the bat second. But I didn't expect Marte to be there. I also didn't expect Marte to be in left field because he'd been DHing, but I had suggested maybe putting Vientos there and dropping Alonso down to the cleanup spot because he had batted cleanup in the past. I don't know. It worked. You give Mendy props for doing it. It worked out tonight. I mean, it didn't necessarily work out for Soto. He did have the sack fly late after the 3 strikeouts. Lindor is still Lindor. And you know what I thought about?
Yeah.
Didn't Marte used to bat in front of Lindor? They used to have conversations. So, I don't know. Maybe it was something with putting those two together.
I'm not 1,000% sure, honestly. I don't really remember. I'm not. Yeah. And then my other thing is, I've just probably been asked like a million times, but what is actually up with like Juan Soto? Like, I know we all know he's a better baseball player than this, but he's been going through a slump since the start of the season. And I know it's a really long contract, but it's just a little bit odd. He's not having the good at bats. He's not doing the shuffle. And it's like,
if I say it, people are going to think I'm trolling and they're going to think that I'm like needling the Mets fan. But I'm not. I just said it before. I watched his at-bats tonight, and I'm like, I don't know what is wrong with this guy, because his calling card was the most competitive at-bats. Like, this guy is competing.
Yep.
If there was an automatic ball in strike zone, he would be competing against that. This guy is competing against the pitcher, the catcher, and the umpire every single pitch. And that at bat that he had, where he didn't even swing, I'm like
scared at a bunch of pitches.
I don't know what has happened to this guy, because there were pitches that, like, he did not, and John Morosi put out, and I kind of joked about it, because people want to say that it's just the Yankee fan that is on Juan Soto like this. No, it's everybody in baseball that has ever watched him is like, this is peculiar. Something
I know,
is wrong.
I know, I see you joking about it a lot, but.
But John Morosi's not a Yankee fan. He's a reporter, and he was at Fenway covering the game, and he's the one that put out the tweet about Juan Soto has seen. He says, Juan Soto has seen seven pitches tonight, six of them strikes. He's yet to swing. It is odd to us that have watched Juan Soto be the most competitive batter in that box to just be going through the motions right now.
He reminds me a lot of Joey Votto in the sense where Joey Votto is my favorite player of all time. And Joey Votto would always put up a competitive at bat no matter what. And at least when he was on the Yankees and on the Padres and on the Nationals, he would always, no matter what, like, put up a competitive at bat. And right now, unfortunately, I don't know why. I don't know if there's some outside circumstances we don't know about, but we're just not seeing that. And then my final question is, do you think that the Mets are a playoff team?
I do. I know the National League is tough. I think they could win the division. It's early. Thanks. You had another point?
Yeah, the Braves are, the Braves, I'm a little bit worried. Spencer Strider's back. Chris Sale is still Chris Sale. Acuna's coming back.
His way, yep.
I'm a little worried about the Braves. And then the Phillies are finally playing good. I don't know. The National League East is tough. And the Nationals and Marlins, they just kind of suck. I'm not going to lie. They're not very good.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Thanks for the call, EJ. I don't know. I think that the Mets, they're going to get healthier. They're going to get guys back. They're also going to get pitching. Like, Montas Mania will be back. Blackburn will be back. At some point, Winker will be back. And then also, we will approach the trade deadline where you have David Stearns that's going to figure out exactly who and what you need. And here's another secret for you. Juan Soto is still Juan Soto. It's in there somewhere. They got to coach it out of him, whether it's a mental health coach, whether it's Mendoza, whether it's moving him lower in the lineup, whether it's giving him days off. Like, they're trying. They gave him 2 days off last week. They dropped him in the lineup now. Like, I don't know what it is or what it's going to take. Maybe he's got to go on this road trip, right, when they go out to L.A. for four games in early June, and then Colorado. Maybe he gets right in Colorado. That's a good place to hit. I remember seeing him in the home run derby out in Colorado. But, like, why I think that they have a chance to be a postseason team and potentially win the division is because you have Lindor, you have Alonso, you have Juan Soto, and there's going to come a time where they're all balling. They're all clicking. And if your pitching is holding up with this Jeremy Hefner pitching lab and the bullpen is this bullpen, like, they have all the pieces to be good. And you also don't have to worry about facing the Yankees for, weeks until July 4th weekend. So you don't have to go through the headache of the Subway Series and what that's going to be. I was talking to somebody. Who was I talking to today? Somebody just DMing me. Someone I don't even know. And they were talking about taking over Citi Field. I'm like, bro, I'm not on that. I'm off this. Like, I'm off the Subway Series and the back and forth. Like, oh, we should take Jared. Shout out to Jared, who was even. I'm like, you know that the Subway Series in Citi Field is July 4th weekend. Like, I'm going to be with my wife, my son, my mom, my family members. And I'm not driving out to Queens to boo Juan Soto. Like, that was just one night for me. That first Friday night, that was everything for me. That was so much fun. Like, that was the night that I need. I don't need to go to Citi Field on Friday, July 4th or Saturday, July 5th or the 6th. Those are all day games. Actually, I'm completely out. I won't go to one. But maybe you will. Go boo Juan Soto and take over Citi Field, but I'm off that. 888-808-1019. Can we get back to the Knicks? Let's get back to the Knicks. There's the, you know, the little bit of a baseball conversation for the baseball fan that's listening that was like, hey, well, you know, I watched the Yankee game. I watched the Met game. Do we have any comments on that? Yeah, good. Good that they won. But again, they don't hold any weight compared to what happened in Madison Square Garden. And you're going to see that when you turn on the TV, when you get the paper, when you listen to the radio, it is all going to be about how did the Knicks go from this party that was happening in the Garden where Karl Anthony Towns was hooping and Brunson was hooping and Mikal Bridges did his thing. And like I said, the defense of the Knicks was just like, you know, as efficient as the Pacers started the game, the defense of the Knicks started to stifle them, started to jam them up, started to give them some issues. And the game was won. The game looked like it was in hand. It looked like there was no way that the Knicks were going to give them the game back the way that the Pacers were giving it away. And then here comes Aaron Nesmith, Tyrese Halliburton, a shot that was a miss until the air in the Garden dropped it right back in the net. A choke sign was given. It got reviewed. His toe was on the line. It was only a tie. Overtime, and then the Pacers out-willed them, out-hustled them, out-conditioned, out-played them in overtime. Joe is in the Bronx on the Fan before we break again. You got it, Joe.
What's going on, Keith?
You know, just trying to talk sports.
Oh, man. That Knick game really got me. I think that might have been the worst choke since maybe the fifth inning of the World Series, you think?
Yeah, either that or, you know, I that's exactly what I compared it to. I'm like, the feeling of the party, right? Yankee Stadium was a party for four innings and then crash and burn. For almost four quarters, yeah. Madison Square Garden was a party and then a complete crash and burn.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just the Pacers, they do some sort of spell on the ball pregame that makes sure that every shot that they put up goes in. That just doesn't happen to any other team where, you know, they make eight threes and that ball, that Halliburton shot just goes in after it bounced off the top of the backboard. That stuff just doesn't happen to any other team.
There's like a weird, that's what I said, there's weird energy, air, some type of strange mojo. Thanks for the call, Joe. And it's like, man, if any team can't relax, it's the Knicks. You don't get these opportunities. You're not here often. There has to be urgency the whole way, the whole time. And I think this is the one to do it. I think losing a game like that, and you know what I heard Sal say, at least I didn't hear it was like a clip. It was like, he said something along the lines like, Jalen Brunson won't allow them to lose this series. Jalen Brunson shouldn't allow them to lose this game, and he was part of them losing this game. And so now they got to lock in. Now they got to focus up. Now they got to dial in, and now they got to realize that, hey, you have to beat them for 48 minutes. So much talk about the Knicks playing a full 48 minutes, and they decided to play about 45 and then lose the game. 888-808-1019, my last 24 minutes coming up. And then I'm going to pass it to Big Mac. And I'm sure Big Mac took a bunch of notes, too. I'm sure Big Mac had a hole open, too. And then he had way more time. I was talking to my bosses. They were listening to the show. I'm like, this was not what I was planning on doing. I threw those notes away. I had a few hours planned of how I was going to celebrate this first win and talk about how, you know, the Knicks might have gotten to a third round of the playoffs that's easier than the first and second round. Slow your roll. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
We gon' make it. We gon' make it. That's a good track to play. Good drop, Nico. Jadakiss was in the building courtside right next to the Knicks bench. And we gon' make it, right? Knicks fans got to feel like we gon' make it to the finals. Little bump in the road. Big piece of humble pie. Might win some, but you just lost one. But only one. They still got to beat you three times. We love to throw around the word must win. Friday is a must win. Even up the series. Can't fall down to the Pacers in your building. You got to have revenge on your mind from last year and from game one. And I think these guys will lock in. I think you'll see a full effort. I think you'll see them run through the tape. They didn't run through the tape today. They slowed up right before the finish line, and then the Pacers, pun intended, picked up the pace and sped right by him. Eddie is in Manhattan on the Fan. You got it, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, pal? You made a valid point right there. A friend of mine was just talking to me about the game before you got through, and he said, you know what, time management was the key. There was no reason for them to rush up the paint and try to score as if they were behind. All they had to do was just slow the pace down and run the clock down. Free throws were a factor. OG missing that first shot. Basically, they defeated themselves. It's a terrible loss for New York, but it's just one game, like you said. We'll bounce back. I think we have the momentum going into this series. 25 years, it's been, you know, since we made it this far, and we've played hard against Boston. You know, it was a very unusual series, but nobody expected the Knicks to go this far, and we have faith in them. You know, we just took a, you know, loss, dust yourself off, get right back up, and start all over again. But this time, don't fall asleep on these guys. You know, Pacers are a very fast-paced team, young guys, you know, efficient scorers, and, you know, the Knicks got to just keep, like you said, keep the gas on, you know, keep going. Don't take the gas off the pedal, whatever. Just, you know, stay focused, man. And hopefully we can get them this Friday.
And I think they can. Thanks for the call, Eddie. That's the thing. You got to learn from this. You just can't let it happen again. They may lose another game or two to the Pacers, but not in this fashion. Hell no. That's fun. I was laughing at the end of it because I think I tweeted, I'm like, nah, hell nah. Like, you can't, like, that can't happen. It's one thing to lose. It's a whole other thing to lose when you were up like this. Like, can't happen now. Learn from the mistake and just be ready. Just be ready and like, finish the job. Like, I remember when the Yankees did lose game five and I came here, my whole message was just like, yo, it ain't over till it's over. Run through the tape. I was so, like, distraught after that game. Like, don't count your eggs before they hatch. I was using all those cliches about, like, finish the job. Job's not finished. Run through the like, I just was so disappointed. I'm like, they were up 5-0. They had that game. And baseball is a completely different sport than basketball. But damn, does that not feel like the same? Like, if you're a Knicks fan, Yankee fan, does that not feel the same? Watching a game of that magnitude in the postseason playoffs where you reach this high, it's almost euphoria that you reach as a fan thinking, yeah, we got it. We got it. You're not thinking about losing at all. And then one thing goes wrong and another thing goes wrong and it snowballs and you unravel and melt in the moment. And it's like, no, no way. Okay. Like, for, unfortunately for the Yankees, that was it. That was an elimination game. They were facing elimination. For the Knicks, that's the first game. They're not facing elimination. So bounce back. Let's go to Reggie in White Plains. Reggie, you're live.
Keith, what's up, man? Listen, I know you were driving in, you didn't see it, but make sure you check this out. So this actually shocked me. I'm interested to see if C-Mac or anyone else caught this. So Brunson's become my guy. You know, I've been telling all my friends, listen, that don't like the Knicks. You got to check it out because of Jalen Brunson. So, and the regulations, you hear all this talk about Cat missing a free throw, but Brunson had the ball in his hands there. Pacers looking to foul. And Brunson gave that ball up for some reason to Cat. I don't know why, but when that happened, that's when I was like, oh, what? Like, why would he give that ball up there? And, you know, because they were going to foul him if he didn't give it up. And it's almost like he was like, get this out of my hands. I was a little scared about that. So just make sure you check that out at the end of regulation.
Yeah, just some uncertainty, right? Like Brunson not looking as confident because, I mean, late in games, no one looks more confident than Brunson with the ball in his hands, whether he's shooting it or passing it, right? Like, he's very sure of himself.
Yeah, that moment was very weird, man. Just definitely check that out so you can see what you think.
Yeah, I'll try and find it. Thanks for the call, Reggie. 888-808-1019. I feel like I might have seen it. I feel like that, like, you know, like I said, there was a huge chunk of the fourth quarter that I listened to, and then even a chunk of that fourth quarter that I listened to that I missed because I was in the tunnel. But regardless, like I saw how they lost. They lost a bunch of different ways. The Knicks lost this game like 8 different ways. Oh no, they got the video of Halliburton's dad in the bar. Halliburton's dad got banned after he got Giannis' face. They got his dad in the bar dancing, doing the choke sign. They could not bring this man to the Garden. That's a win. At least Halliburton's dad is banned from the games. He wasn't in the Garden. Carlos is in the car on the Fan. Go for it, Los. You're on.
Hey, Keith. First time. I always listen to you. Appreciate you. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
But you hit the head just now, just before I got on. I watched that game. I'm at work, and I watched that game on my telephone. And I didn't understand. I understand Brunson's the man. He's our closer. I just think he brung him back too early because we were moving. They were playing D. They were running up and down the court. And then you bring Brunson back with 5 fouls, and then he's a liability because he's letting them take easy layups.
Right.
And he's not fouling it. He can't foul it out. I just think he brung him back a little early. And then I think we used our challenge too early. We had no challenge late, and there was a lot of calls. If he calls that, if he would have challenged, it might have changed the momentum. We got the ball back. Look at the block that what's his name had that went off the backboard. He clearly went off the backboard. That's 2 points there. That changes the momentum. I just think too, and he didn't slow the game down. I mean, if we would have just walked up the ball 24 seconds and not even taken a shot, we probably still would have won the game. It's that crazy, Keith. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, it is crazy. And like, this was just a different kind of game at the end. Like, Brunson went to the bench, and the Knicks were doing their thing. It threw me for a loop because the script is always, once we get to the fourth quarter, we got the closer, best player in the game. He's going to close it out. They're going to win. But the Knicks were rolling without him where it was like, yo, you don't need him. But then when they bring him back, kind of throws everything off. Maybe, I don't know. It's a regrettable decision now, and it's also tough because everybody loves Brunson, right? King of New York. Just made me think of some King of New York, and he can do no wrong. But yeah, he screwed up a couple times down the stretch, and it cost him. It made me think. Well, I just laughed, and shout out to Ian Begley because Ian Begley was the only person that I saw that came out and was like, respectfully, this is too much. So if you saw yesterday, every player on the Knicks roster got his name on a sign somewhere in the city for a street. Like West 11th Street is now like Jalen Brunson Avenue, but even like DeLon Wright got a street. And I guess Eric Adams gave the thumbs up for that. But there were some people, and Ian Begley was the first one I saw, there were some people that were like, yo, this is corny, this is too much. And on the same day that New York decides, okay, we're going to give everybody on the Knicks team a street name, the Knicks blow game one in historic fashion. So you can blame it on that. Like, I always look for little things like that. I'm superstitious as hell. I always look for things like that where I'm like, this is what did it. This was a step too far. Everybody got a street name. Even guys that got DMPs got street names. Nah, we didn't need to do that, New York. We didn't need to do that. Mooney is in Wayne, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, man?
JM, bro, we called you the other night. I just got home, bro. The traffic in the tunnel was crazy. I had to whip around and get to the bridge to get home, man.
Wow.
Tough loss. I was in the building. I got a couple things I want to say. Number one, the energy was insane. It was in Section 110. The energy was insane. But I think the last caller said that he brought Brunson back too soon. I was thinking, in my opinion, why do you got him on the bench? Let's get him back in and let's close this game out.
Yeah, it got tricky, right? It got tricky because it's like they were winning without him. But, you know, if you go back to that Detroit series, that game they lost where people fried Tibbs because he didn't take a timeout to bring him back in, they weren't going to lose this game, but then they ended up losing the game.
Yeah, man, I was screaming, like, bring him back in. Why are we waiting? Bring him back in. We got to finish the game. You can't let these guys get any hope. Bring him back in and punish them and end this game. We were 2 minutes away from ending the game. But what I'm going to also say is, you know, this is devastating. This is my first ever Eastern playoff home game. I've been to a playoff road game last year, but this is my first time in the Garden for a playoff home game. What a tough way to lose. But I'm trying to find some silver lining. So they got the craziest bounce I've ever seen. They had a crazy Nembhard barrage of threes. Haliburton had a great game. Turner played good. Toppin played good. They got a lot of good stuff from their guys. And they got the refs. And I'm not trying to blame the refs, but the refs were horrific tonight. It wasn't their fault. All we needed to do was make our free throws.
Yep.
But they had all that stuff on their side, and they won just barely. I think we're a better team. Obviously, we gave one. We got to come out Friday night, punch them right in the mouth, go into Indiana, punch them in the mouth in Indiana, and show them who's the better team. Now it's time to show up. You gave one up. You had no reason to give it up. But I think what I take away from tonight is we are the better team. We just need to finish. Peace.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Unfortunately, you know, that it sucks. Like I said that to Mark out in California. I'm like, damn, you travel here to go to that game. You pay the money to go to that game. And that's an all-time bad one. And you'll tell that story forever. I mean, at least you see a Brunson 40 ball, but it's a waste of a 43-point performance. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. The bright side of it is it's one game. So now the Knicks have six games to win four. And now the home court advantage is even. And now Friday, it's not a must win, but it is a must win. And it's a must win to erase this one. One, you even it up. And two, just to get it out of your mind and to set a tone again. Like, okay, yeah. You won't be able to do, mathematically, you will not be able to do what you did in game one. You're not going to shoot that well down the stretch. You're not going to get that lucky bounce. Like, damn, it took so many breaks for the Pacers to pull that off. I don't think they'll be able to pull it off again. Not like that. They'll win some games maybe in the series, maybe another one or two. But the way that they did that, I don't see it happening again. In Great River, we got Michael on the fan. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Keith. I got back from the Bronx a few moments ago. I was at the last two Yankees games of both of the Rangers games so far. It's really amazing to feel so lousy after a walk-off home run because of the Knicks. I had the game on my portable radio. There was so much energy by the time I got down to the platform at the Metro North station after the, you know, for the Knicks after the Yankees won. And then on that train ride into Grand Central is when the Knicks just started to really manufacture ways to lose. Monica McNabb is right on it. Kind of like you were saying with the rush possessions. I remember her, she was like right in the middle of making that point. And then Karl-Anthony Towns missed a three a few seconds into the shot clock. I think it was like an air ball that went out of bounds. And I don't want to nitpick this type of collapse because really like the type of loss where basically one single thing, anything down the stretch needed to go differently and the Knicks would have won. But like pretty much everything went wrong. Just so many missed chances and so many bad breaks. It almost kind of reminds me a little of the New England versus Atlanta Super Bowl from a few years ago. I guess almost a decade ago at this point. But I also really don't like seeing them get outscored in the third and fourth quarters in overtime. That's not really great. The only other thing to say, I'm so angry, of course. How could you not be angry? But, you know, we're about to see what this team's made of. I don't really know what else to say because I'm not going to sleep too well tonight. But because we'll just see what they can do Friday and the games after that.
Yeah, they got to bounce back. Thanks for the call, Michael. It is tough when you're a fan of, you know, Yankees or the Mets and they have a good night. And like I said, those wins don't hold any weight compared to what a Knicks win would have held. And like this Knicks loss feels really heavy. Last call of the night goes to Jose in Newark. What's up, Jose? You're on.
Hey, what's up, Keith? First time speaking to you, long-time listener. Two things. Go for your Yankees. They're doing a good job. Got beat up on the Mets, but you know what? It's only, you know, it's only fun between two New York teams. Another thing he did, he should have just left Brunson out, you know, because he was already five fouls. One more, he's out. And they would have won the game because he was even confused. He wasn't even bouncing the ball right. It was just like making a lot of bad dribbles, and he was confused. He was like, why would he bring me in now? But anyway, it's only one game. You know, it's just like how I look at the Mets. They lost like four straight, and today they win, and they're going to start winning again. It's all in the sport. That's all. That's all I got to say, Keith. Thank you for listening to me, and I go way back from the snoozer. Have a good night, brother.
Thanks for the call, Jose. Yes, it's only one game, and it's the first game. Only one game and the first game. Now, I don't want to end it on this note, but something I did not know, this was just brought up by Will G in my chat. Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, same city, right, as the Pacers, he passed yesterday. And I just looked that up, and people were like, the Pacers sacrificed Jim Irsay? Crazy. Rest in peace, Jim Irsay. I know he wasn't the greatest guy and all, but still, God bless the dead. Wow. Anyway, that's all I've got. Looking forward to Big Mac's show. Like I said, I know Big Mac had to reverse course, probably putting together his show, watching that game. I had to reverse course live. The Yankees post game ended at the same time that the Knicks ended. Big Mac's coming up next. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.